Calvin did, he had wheat and everything else over there in Arkansas. And he had all that cotton and besides all everything else that could be thought of in the world. The awfulest lot of cows I ever looked at in my life.
Really?
Because he had over in Arkansas. He lived at Dumas. You know where Dumas is at?
I've heard of it.
Well, that's where he stayed so long.
Mm-hmm.
I'd go over there and stay 3 or 4 months at a time.
Yes, ma'am.
He'd get so tired of that. He didn't want to have a good life over there. But,
what kind of work did you have to do when you raised cotton?
Well, you got to break the land and then throw it up. And when it comes planting time, you got to plant it, and you got to fertilize it, and then you got to put that stuff on it to keep the grass from eating it up.
What kind of grass did you have trouble with?
Just every kind. Log trap grass.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to put all that on it. And it's got to be the right kind of weather to put that grass on it, put that mm-hmm. stuff on it when you plant your cotton.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got to of course, work it as it needs it.
Mm-hmm. When people talk about chopping cotton, what do they mean?
That means whole.
Mm-hmm.
That ain't no job.
That's not too hard?
No. If anybody knows how to do it. There's a lot of people going and make a hard job out of it.
I guess so.
But it ain't. I picked up a hole and beat our leg on a place. We got behind in the field. They got behind in the field, and I seen something was going to be eat up the grass or something. I'd pick up that hole and get in that field and leave every neighbor in that field off and get them right out of it.
You got pretty good at it.
Yeah. They said, are you trying to keep yourself or are you trying to make the neighbors work? I said, I'm trying to make them darn neighbors work. he couldn't hold, man. That's one thing he couldn't do.
Yeah.
Everybody got a sleight of hand at home. Mm. You got to have a sleight of hand at home. There's a sling you can work yourself to death with, and he's one of these kinds to work yourself to death with.
Mm.
And I could just go in there and just chip it off all day, and it didn't bother me a bit in the world.
Mm.
And I never did work much in the field, but when I did, I could be there when they were in the field.
Did you start doing that when you were young?
Yeah, I always did that.
Mm-hmm.
And when I went in, I worked.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually liked it.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't go unless it was necessary.
Is chopping it the same as thinning it?
It's all the same.
Mm-hmm. I see. When a farmer cut his hay, what did he do with it after he cut it?
Well, you got to bale it,
mm-hmm.
and let it dry and bale it and haul it up.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of people cutting hay now.
Mm-hmm. Well, if he wasn't going to bale it, he might just kind of...
Yeah, and he might pile it, you know. Most people bale it nowadays. Some people put it in them great big old